not what you do. And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what we do?
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, we're back now, and I'm going to be chatting, I think, with Art from Philly in just a moment or so, and we are waiting for him to come aboard. It's been a little, just a little bit of technical interference, as we usually have folks at this time of day, and here I am on the phone again. All right, I'm picking up the receiver here on the landline. And Professor Matt Johnson, you know, is, again, his website in the Russian Orthodox Church and is very simply www.rus1s, now R-U-S, journal, one word, .org, rusjournal.org. Good to talk with him. He's a very busy man. He is off to an excursion this week. So we were very fortunate to have him on the program with us today
to discuss this very important and vital understanding of history, the history of Russia, since pre-communist, pre-Menshevik control of Russia in the previous century and a half. We didn't get into the Cossacks, we didn't get into Napoleon, we didn't get into Waterloo, you know, we didn't get into any of that because right now that's not relevant. What is relevant is what took place the beginning of the 20th century in 1905, right through to the most important watermark, if you will, of Russian history, and that was in 1917. When the Bolsheviks came to power, we're in the middle of World War One. America had to be dragged in under Colonel Edward Mandel House, the confidant to Woodrow Wilson, bailing out the banks, paying off the war debt, which never was paid, by the way, completely, but paying the Rothschild regime and the banks the money it needed for the war that it had created between Germany and France and England, with Russia involved. And, of course, Russia would later be involved in World War II, though it did keep its, as we said, its diplomatic ties with Japan, even through the war years, in World War II, that is. It's amazing how, you know, the self-interest of nationalists, that is, of people in their own country, always came first until the Rothschilds got involved, the international criminal elite bankster gangsters that we read about in the scriptures, in the Word of God. And again, I hearken to go back, all of you, to read Matthew. And Matthew in chapter 24, verse 1, Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to ask him about these buildings in the temple and all of this square, this magnificent structure that was then 2,000 years ago. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these buildings, all these wonderful things? And they said, yes, we do, Master. And he said, I say unto you, verily, there shall not be left one edifice standing, one stone unturned upon another, when I return. He said, when I return, it will all be gone. As he descends upon the Mount of Olives, he will definitely and unequivocally destroy all that is today a part of occupied Jerusalem. And why did he say that? Because that is the epicenter of one world control in the last days, my friends. He says, for many shall come in my name. They will be saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars, and rumors of wars, and real wars. See that ye not be troubled, he said. He's speaking to this generation now, because the apostles have all gone to their glory. He said, for all these things must come to pass. And then he says, but the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in very diverse places. All these are but the beginning of sorrows. Matthew and Mark 13 and in Luke 21, you will read about how they deliver you up, the elect of God, to the synagogue of Satan. I didn't say the mosque. I said the synagogue of Satan. And they shall kill many, and they shall also make ye hated of all nations. You will be called all of these nasty words we talked about in the previous hour. And then shall many be offended. Many shall betray one another. Family shall betray family. Brother against mother. Father against daughter. And, you know, for my sake, for my name's sake, you shall expose all of these things as it is written in the Word of God. In the end times, those who are faithful to Him and those who stand fast in the Word, anointed with the Holy Spirit, speaking against the Messiah to come, that is the fake Jesus, will have victory. The abomination of the desolator spoken of by Daniel the prophet and Luke in chapter 21, my friends. They will deliver you up. They shall come, the tolerance people, pick you up and give you a free trip to Jerusalem to speak to and be denounced by the man of sin, Satan himself. But you know what? God, too, will speak through you if you are one of his anointed, one of his elect, and testify in these end times against him. As the Holy Spirit give what? Utterance. Let us not forget that. All right, I'm sorry I had to say that because I didn't have a chance to say anything along those lines in the first hour. And I'm on the landline right now talking to you. We have been having a little bit of interference occasionally with Skype lately, and it's been happening at the most interesting of times. But right now I have time to bring up our resident scholar and our friend from Philadelphia, and he is Art. Hello, Art. Come on up.
Hello, Rick. Great show so far. Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And
very well. And I don't know where to begin. You've been hearing some of this discussion, I'm sure.
Yes. It ties in a lot
what
of...
What are your thoughts about what we've talked about in the previous hour?
It's very interesting. And what I'd like to do is, for instance, show how... What my focus is basically showing how it's affecting our country right now. And I study history to show what's happened in the past 100 years of modern American history. And he shared some good background on what happened with Russia. But the same powers that were basically ripping apart Russia are the same powers ripping apart America right now. Mm-hmm. And I found some interesting research this week, if it's all right to give it to you. And I just sent you some information on it.
Go for it, man.
All right, first thing, it's a good thing you got off Skype. Amdocs is going to be a little upset that they can't play around with your communications while you're talking. Since Microsoft and Amdocs work so close together. All right, you've heard of the company called Kuhn & Loeb, K-U-H-N-L-O-E-B. It was founded in Frankfurt, Germany, back in 1867. One of its leaders was Jacob Schiff, one of the creatures of Jekyll Island, who founded the Federal Reserve Bank. Then in 1977, it was merged into Lehman Brothers, Shearson's Lehman Brothers. Solomon's, they all merged together. All right, now, we've heard of this other company called the Blackstone Group. It's a private equity firm that basically was established by, the president was Peter George Peterson, who worked for Lehman Brothers, and Stephen Schwarzman, out of actually Huntington Valley, but it is government-wise, it's called Abington, Pennsylvania, and he's worth about $10 billion. What did they do? They went in investing all, you know, on all the foreclosed properties in the Southwest, for instance, Arizona, and made a fortune while the markets crashed, and then they basically bought up everybody's homes and rented them out. All right, now, a little bit more about this guy, just so we tie it in here. Stephen Schwarzman, a former Lehman Brothers partner, which means it was part of Kuhn & Loeb, Jacob Schiff's company, initiated a turnaround into a controversial merger with Sears and American Express. Okay, then it talks about Peterson in the formation of this new company, Blackstone, was operating quietly, and then basically they talk about the founding of it. So now I want to go to another part of the articles I sent. I sent it to you just so you could just read it. Steven Schwarzman, private equity investor, net worth of about $10 billion, okay? Abington, Pennsylvania. As a matter of fact, he pays for the Abington, Pennsylvania High School, their sports stadium. And the same high school that's pushing the No Place for Hate program, sponsored by the Anti-Defamation League. Okay? And who's another guy who grew up, and he went to school there in Abington High School. And you know who else went to school there about the same time he did? Ash Carter, okay? The Secretary of Defense. What did Carter do? He was basically a procurement director that made sure that Israel got their F-35s. Oh, the other thing he did is he introduced homosexuality into the armed services. What a sweet guy.
Tolerance.
Right. Tolerance and diversity. Okay?
Yes.
Now, another thing, did some research related to that. We talked in the past about the Department of State being overrun by the Annenberg Foundation, which has their ties going back to the Capone Syndicate. And we see that Rex Tillerman's firing a lot of these guys, shaking things up. But then you do a little research on Rex Tillerman. He was an executive for ExxonMobil. Okay? ExxonMobil was used to be called Humble Oil, that basically had close relationships with Del Webb, the real estate developer who built the Flamingo Casino for Bugsy Siegel in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And what else did Rex Tillerman do? I mean, this is his company. Rex Tillerman was Tillerson, correct. He was the guy who basically, one of the board directors for the Boy Scouts of America, introduced homosexuality into the Boy Scouts. Okay? So it's real interesting to see how these things we're talking about in the past. Now, this week we're hearing about the gravestones overturned in Salt Lake City, Pennsylvania.
I'm glad you brought that up. I have a segue to that. Go ahead.
Right. Now, I don't agree with people, turning over anybody's gravestone. It's very disrespectful.
We don't know really and truthfully what happened and who was responsible.
Most likely it's probably some punk kids down there. So what happened is now the Anti-Defamation League is getting involved with it and saying, this is hate. We got to shut down, free speech. Anybody who opposes the agenda of Jewish communism, Bolsheviks, to turn this country into a dictatorship is a hater. And we have to shut down freedom of speech and freedom to talk about public corruption. So, and they're going out there. I'm seeing it all over the place. Hate, love trumps hate. Well, who's pushing this whole agenda hate? It's nothing but the darn Brafman Crime Syndicate. That's who's pushing hate. So that's what I wanted to say so far for this. And let's see what you want to go with next.
Sam is ready. I think we might have that clip, last night for those who did not watch it, and I can't blame you for not watching it. NBC had a particularly interesting report on this culprit, this fellow that is named as being responsible for some of this hatred and this so-called hate campaign against rabbis and against Jews and against synagogues at this time. And I believe if Sam is ready, I want to hear that segment with Pete Williams right now. Let's see if we can play it, Sam, if it's okay. All right, it should be coming. Okay, we have a little issue with the clip. Well, this was last evening's 6:30 news. That's Eastern time, 6:30. And it was a segment about the attacks and bomb threat, particularly at the Jewish community centers across America. Very timely, by the way all of this rash and this spate of attacks is alleging to occur, and now we're having some in almost 38 states across the United States. Right here in my state, Art, in Rhode Island, I found that there was a clip sent to the Journal Bulletin, the local Jewish Jihadist Journal, as they call it, about a bike path, a public bike path, connecting Barrington, Rhode Island, which is a very high density of a Jewish population. And apparently somebody had imprinted on there a swastika. And apparently the rabbis and the congregants got hold of it and reported it to the Barrington Police Department, and it just so happens the chief of that department, Mr. LaCrosse, and they have a very good, warm relationship, Art. And as you know, many police departments, local and otherwise across the country, have that close relationship with the ADL, with the rabbinical students, as well as the synagogues in every local community. So, again, that was played up, made to sound as if, you know, it was some anti-Semite, some hater from perhaps, who knows, from Nazi Germany come back again to taunt and haunt people with images of swastikas all around public places. So, of course, nobody has been named, nobody has been caught, nobody has been found, and no suspects in the local case. But if we have that clip, fine. If not, it doesn't matter. We can continue to talk on this very subject.
For months, telephone bomb threats to Jewish centers and schools have alarmed the Jewish community. Now the FBI says this man, 31-year-old Juan Thompson of St. Louis, made 8 of those threats, copycat calls, intended to get back at a woman who broke off a romantic relationship with him 8 months ago.
Law enforcement, at all levels, is a close friend of the Jewish people in America, and we are so appreciative.
The FBI says last month he made a phone call and sent emails that named his ex-girlfriend and said she planted bombs in ADL's New York office and Jewish centers in Dallas and San Diego. And investigators say he sent email bomb threats to a museum, a school, and a Jewish center in New York and a Jewish school in suburban Detroit. Those threats said they came from Juan Thompson, according to the FBI. Investigators say he posted a message on Twitter saying a racist white girl he dated sent those bomb threats trying to set him up. Thompson's family was at federal court in St. Louis today, where he was charged with cyber stalking. Police there say they want to talk to him about headstones knocked over last month in a Jewish cemetery.
We're looking at all aspects. We've reached out to the Federal Bureau of Investigations to interview Juan Thompson.
Thompson has a troubled past. An internet news site, The Intercept, says it fired him for falsifying stories, and his Twitter feed is full of racist rants about white people. Today's arrest doesn't solve who's behind the rest of the more than 100 bomb threats to Jewish centers, schools, and other facilities in 36 states. In New Jersey today, Jewish leaders praise those who keep coming to community centers in spite of the threats.
They are saying we will not allow hate and intolerance to rule our behavior or shape our community.
The FBI says it's scrambling to identify the source of the threats, but that computer software used to disguise their origin is making them hard to trace. Pete Williams, NBC News, Washington.
All right, thank you for that, Sam. Now, did you hear the last part of that clip with Pete Williams, Art?
Right, that they're using computer software to hide the origin of the messages.
Now, that makes me suspicious right up front. Does it make you a little bit curious?
Yes, it does. It means someone's got a pretty reasonable understanding how network communications works. So that is a possibility of someone with a high degree of working with telecommunications and the...
Yeah, I would think so, and I know that, as I alluded to, the city of Jerusalem in the last days, we know from Scripture that Jerusalem is a high-tech city. We know that it is a city of worldwide control, disinformation, the flood of lies spoken of by the Scriptures, and I'm sorry, but judging from 9/11 and all we've seen come out of the Masson, all that we've seen revealed about 9/11, I become a little bit suspicious about who and what is behind these threats. In St. Louis, this guy in St. Louis, which is sort of a mecca of federal control, you know, the postal system is there, the headquarters of large amounts of mail that go through, go to St. Louis. And, you know, we saw that with regard to the so-called airport attack in Belgium, which is the headquarters of NATO, by the way. I don't know. I just get a little bit suspicious. And as I said earlier, in my state, we have these swastikas now appearing everywhere. And as one man wrote, who is with the Rhode Island Middle East Committee, said, and by the way, he happens to be an Arabic immigrant to this country, a legal citizen, has actually said that the timing of all of this has provided the Israeli government and the so-called right wing with an opportunity to stir up more ethnic cleansing against Palestinians. I mean, you never let a good incident go to waste. do you? In the words of, what was it, Rahm Emanuel who said that?
Right. Yeah, never let a good crisis go unused.
There you go. All right, time to break, Art. We have much more to come. Folks, join in. Rick Adams Uncensored here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can...
From Philly. His website is, as you know, www.noplaceforcorruption.com. Art, this ADL, Bronfman Universal NBC Crime Media Industrial Military Complex is really getting to the point now where they're pulling out all the stops, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You have to realize for years they've infiltrated our colleges and universities and our media, and now they're basically, you know, trying it at a national level. So they first tried it at a local level and rising up. Another thing to notice about the ADL, and I was talking about, I sent you some information on the government of Cunahe in California. This is happening throughout the country. They had a special years ago the FBI put on about organized crime in Las Vegas, and at the end of it they said, we've lost control of organized crime, and it's happening in every community throughout the country, in many communities, not every community. And that's what we're seeing. Any place you see the ADL in your community, you better basically realize that you're seeing the beginnings of organized crime taking over the government of your local community. What will they do? Same thing they did with Chicago Syndicate. You know, take over the mayor, take over the police chief, take over your prosecutor, and they got control of your community. What did they do next? Take all the contracts, give it to all their cronies who were tied to the syndicate, and then what happens is your property taxes or your tax base, your taxes in your community go up through the roof. That's how the game is played. They repeat it over and over again. And while they're doing that, they're talking to you and say, oh, you got to support diversity. Oh, you're a hater because you're pointing out the public corruption. It's ridiculous. And people need to basically get in the face of government. government and tell them that they're not going to accept this and that it's time to, you know, basically take them out of town. We need to bring back the old political solution of tar and feathering crooked politicians and people, you know, in, you know, both in industry and government. Let them know we need a modern way to tar and feather these SOBs to get them to leave town. That's how I see it. And people need to be aware.
Good point. But is the tar going to be hot enough?
Well, I think when they get
like
to their final
end. As much as I could, but then again, that wouldn't be very Christian and tolerant of me, and we know how tolerant they are. Now, you know, you made a statement a couple of moments ago about wherever you find the ADL popping up in your community, basically, I mean, where aren't they in America? In every single vestige of American life, we have this draconian spy network, a surveillance network. We have them top to bottom from the Pentagon, the State Department, the White House, as we know. What happened at Trump Towers, the allegations now that Mr. Obama is claiming are not true about this relationship that was made with Russia, with Russian mobs, prior to the election. So now it's going back and forth, the tiff, the taff, you know, back and forth. Meanwhile, nobody is talking about the largest network of surveyors in the world, of eavesdropping, as you pointed out a moment ago, Amdocs, Converse, all these companies now that we talked about last week when you were gone, you know, on our clip, our audio clip, these people are firmly in control of the American telecommunications industry. They're in control of the NSA, Homeland Security. Don't say they aren't, because they are. Private contractors are involved, and they are not private as far as the Israeli government is concerned. Now, with that said, go to your local police department. All of you out there, folks, Monday morning, you ask if you can meet with the chief or his assistant, or her assistant, as the case may be, and you ask them, what kind of a relationship do they have with the mafia? I mean, the ADL mafia. And I will guarantee you, in most cases, you will be told that they have a working relationship with the Anti-Defamation League and with the Southern Poverty Law Center to stamp out hate in the community. Wherever it rears its ugly head, whatever that means, hate, of course, it means painting swastikas and the like on public buildings. They will join forces with the FBI. They will join forces with anybody and everything to track down whoever the culprit may be. Why? It's not the incident. It's the propaganda. It's the use of it for political, ideological purposes. And that is it. There's an agenda at work here. The agenda is fear, to create fear in the community. Art, you know, you've been through this yourself with ADL, and in fact, you might even go over that story again briefly about how you were targeted and you personally were told that when the time comes, they're going to come looking for you.
Right, pretty much. The way I ran into ADL was, again, in Abington, Pennsylvania, where he had the No Place for Hate program going on, sponsored by the Anti-Defamation League. And I said, you know, being a little street smart, I said, you know, this is the mob. I don't want my property taxes going up through the roof and being ripped off financially because of these criminals and what they're doing. So I presented the information to the people in the school board, Joanne Strauss, who, before she passed away, says, I'll take a look at your information. And says, I would never introduce a program into the schools that's tied by organized crime. I says, here it is. Calls me back a couple weeks later. I says, well, take a look at it. We're registering you as a hate criminal with the Anti-Defamation League. The ADL calls me up, says, do you have anything to say before you registered on the national database? And then he said, all right, you're on the national database. Talked to the police, and they said, yeah, they're the mafia, pretty much. I'll tell you how to deal with them in a minute when we come back on break.
All right, folks, we'll come right back. We've got time for a quick phone call. Very busy show today, but you're welcome. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams on Spencer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon and softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back in the last half hour of our program. I want to also mention, be sure to listen to our friend in the UK, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, at the same name, at .com, on the web, www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. And he always has a great lineup. In fact, Art, you were on with him some time ago, a couple of months ago or less, and it worked out pretty well for you, didn't it?
It was a good show. And he's a very good host.
Yes, he's a great scholar, and he does deal mostly with what we're dealing with, the synagogue of Satan. So give a listen. Right. Okay, so as you were saying about this conspiracy, if you will, in the open, to try to threat hidden you from this cabal in Philadelphia, in the mob. You wanted to add to that. Go ahead.
All right, so the way to challenge them is this. You can look at No Place for Corruption. That gives you lots of information. If you have the No Place for Hate program by the Anti-Defamation League in your community, take some of that and go to your school board or to your local, you know, your local government, see who's sponsoring it, and present that information to them and say, we should not, as a government here, be encouraging a program that's a front for the Chicago Syndicate organized crime. Now what you do is you sit back and listen to see who screams the loudest at you. Okay? What does that tell you? That tells you who's on the take, who's getting the kickbacks, and that you're threatening their financial income by pointing that out. So now what you do, here's a very good way to prove your point. You say, I'll challenge you with a wager. Say, wager, I don't know, $1,000, and say, to a dollar. Okay, so if I'm wrong, I'll give you guys $1,000, all right? Get them interested. Now, this is how you prove it. You say, you get a copy of the signs or whatever the information is, give one copy to your local police chief, you give one copy to your local county detectives, give one to your state police, and one to the FBI, and say, I got this information from the community. My concern is organized crime. These signs were placed in these locations here. And if I'm wrong, put them right back up. And guess what? See how long they go back up. I've been waiting almost 5-6 years now for a sign that I took down and gave it to the police and never came back up. And I told them exactly where it took.
Unfortunately, as we do know from real-life prosecutions, and then, you know, a settlement reached in the case of the San Francisco Police Department under Bush Sr., the ADL and the other assorted Zionist operative organizations in America have a corrupting influence on America and its police. Our law enforcers, as they're called, the most important cog in the wheel of control. I mean, we're told we should protect and observe our police and report wrongdoing. Well, here's an exact example of where we should report it. The relationship between our state police in every state of this country, Alaska and Hawaii, no exception, and how they work with the ADL crime syndicate. Now, that's a very critical, critical point, because when the time comes, they are firmly in place to bring about that lockdown, that police state in this country. And make no mistake about it, I was just looking at a video going back posted, well, many of them, one by David Duke, but there are others who have taken a good look at ADL and its war against Ted Nugent, for instance, because Ted Nugent has named the names. He has named the names of those in the forefront repeatedly of this grab for guns in America. And who are they? Carl Levin, you know, Schumer, Chucky Schumer, that Trump is now naming as one of those who has met with the Russians and had an undue influence in American political life with Hillary Clinton and so forth. And we have, again, the Dianne Feinstein. We have Barbara Boxer. We have a whole host of others who all, every single one of which, has endorsed some form of gun control and or confiscation. So it's no accident. It's no accident that they happen to be in the forefront of disarming Americans. They've done it with Europeans, our brethren there. And at the same time, they tell us that these poor little innocent, tiny, defenseless settlers occupying the West Bank need to protect themselves. Isn't that a little bit strange?
Indeed it is. You mean by the promised land of organized crime set up by Harry Truman, who was basically put in power by the syndicate through his ties to Kansas City, Ready Mix Concrete, and who basically honored the Balfour Agreement by honoring, you know, recognizing the State of Israel, and for all his efforts there, they tried to assassinate him a year later? Right.
It doesn't get any worse, does it?
Right. Well, well, we can see what happened in Bolshevik Russia after Lenin. It could get a lot worse, and we see what they're doing. I assume most people start to see the parallels between Homeland Security and the KGB, and possibly the next step is what you're indicating to is the NKVD and the assassinations that were involved with, you know, the genocide that was committed in the Ukraine, as an example. And by the way, that's what...
It happened in the Ukraine, it happened in Russia, it happened in Belarus, it happened in... All of these shtans and the Muslim people certainly have suffered, too, because of one thing, gun control. They didn't have the means to defend themselves, but the government did.
Right. And also realize it was Jacob Schiff and the rest of those crews from the Creatures of Jekyll Island that helped Lenin rise to power over there. And they're the same ones here, as we talked about, as I talked about earlier, you know, mentioned in the Blackstone group. Also mentioned, I saw your RBN's website, and they talked about the CIA's ties to the media. And they also strictly
mentioned... That rings the bell, doesn't it, now? Yeah. Amazon?
Right.
The Washington Toast, as I call it.
Right. And as you call it, the National Baloney Channel.
That's NBC. But, you know, Washington Toast is basically toast. And, you know, it's right. Funny. When I get something in the mail... as I have twice now, from the New York Times, saying that I should subscribe to all the news I'm missing. You know, I got a kick out of it. Second time, I said, I'm sending it back, and I'm going to have a nice little note inside of it. Deposit it where the sun doesn't shine, okay? Well, that's I mean, that's what it's... This is ridiculous, folks. You know,
now, what would Michael Bloomberg have to say about that?
What's that?
What would Michael Bloomberg have to say about that? Since he
Bloomberg is one of those former mayor of New York, right? Who's spent $50 million plus in trying to convince the American public to give up their arms, like the Russians did, and like the Germans did, and others have given up arms to the New World Order, and look what happened to them.
Right, right.
I have to ask a question. Also, I don't know if you're familiar, since you are in Pennsylvania now, with the story that circulated about the Senate there, the state Senate, and apparently the Democrats in the Senate, we're told, were hit by some kind of, I guess it was a ransomware attack that locked the senators and the employees out of their computer network since the early morning hours of, Friday, yesterday? Is that something you've been following?
I didn't follow that story, so it's interesting. But we do have an attorney general now with the current one, Josh Shapiro, who basically came out of Abington, Pennsylvania, who's a hardcore Zionist, supports the Anti-Defamation League hate laws. So it's going to be another round of a circus there to see what happens with that criminal. So even though we got rid of the last DA and the one before that, the circus begins. Still continues. We also have as the national committee man for the Pennsylvania Republican Party, convicted felon Bob Basher. You know, he was convicted involved with the Bud Dreyer case when he shot himself on national TV over the pay-to-play scandal. And he's an investor in the energy, such as the Pennsylvania pipeline. He's one of the guys involved with that people are protesting against. So it's really interesting. This state's all run by the mob. It's been run by the mob for decades. People just
Massachusetts is very similar, particularly the Boston metro area. That's where they pulled the Boston Marathon bombing drill, and that was one area that is totally controlled academically in terms of medicine, medically, with their hospitals, Bethel, and so on and so forth, the Spalding Institute, and the police department there, the whole complex under the public safety commissioner. Now it's Mr. Evans, I believe, William Evans, and it was Bill Davis before, when the Boston Marathon bombing drill took place. It's a mecca of control, and everybody knows it. But nobody wants to talk about it for fear of the influence of the media and the ADL.
Right. Now, the ADL, when you mentioned the issue with the state, I know, for instance, Pennsylvania had a contract called PA PowerPoint, PowerPort, where they set up a web portal for all the Internet information for the state to go through that system under prior Governor Mark Swiker.
Yeah.
He has a reputation of outsourcing every job he can get his fingers on and send it to India and get himself a nice, retribution for that process. And it doesn't surprise me that after they've replaced just about every IT American worker they could in Pennsylvania state government, that they have problems now that people are fighting this whole H-1B visa immigration and some disgruntled individual working with close ties to Bangalore basically helped, put something in there to make sure they continue that revenue flow. And most people don't realize how close the tie is between India and the State of Israel. And that's why, and both of them were communist countries, by the way, were and are. And that's why we're seeing some opposition to all this outsourcing. So that's one of the good things I'll see that Trump might be doing is we'll have to see how he goes with the new H-1B visa renewal that comes up in about 2 months, possibly sooner, where Senator Grassley of Iowa, and there's one other guy that actually are standing up and says, you know, give the job to American people. So we'll see how that goes. See, that'll be actually a very good bellwether test in the first 100 days of Trump's term to see if he's actually sincere about actually keeping the jobs for America and not replacing, allowing the continuing hemorrhaging of American jobs to foreign labor.
Well, yeah, I want to get back to this Russia-phobia business again, you know, similar to Germanophobia in the 30s. In America, the conditioning of the minds of people by the media is quite evident in that regard. But, you know, at the same time, I have to look at what Mr. Trump is doing and not what he's saying. You know, obviously we don't want to have a war with Russia or anyone else for that matter. And, you know, it's obvious, though, that Mr. Trump has as his national security advisor, Mr. Flynn was dumped, again, based on totally, completely nonsensical charges. And now Pence is coming under investigation or questioning about his private emails for state business in Indiana. And now we look at who is this woman? This woman that's advising the White House on Russia policy and Europe. And again, it happens to be a very hawkish Brookings Institute center that is supporting this woman, who's, by the way, I believe it's Fiorina is her name. I don't know if you know anything about her, but this particular individual has a very hawkish attitude with regard to Russia and the need to engage in an escalating war of words, and that will lead to a hot war eventually, you see. So we have McMaster's now as the, you know, the national security advisor. He's a hardliner. And we have the woman who is in charge in the government of Mr. Trump, who was appointed to this position, apparently. And she, of course, as I say, is pushing this envelope with regard to war with Russia, which will be an eventuality if this continues. And I mean, one of the diplomats who is Putin's confidant has said that we are being led into a situation, so many words, that will lead to a very catastrophic effect for the United States and Europe and therefore the world if this continues. We know it's going to continue, Art. It's not going to abate.
Right. I'll make a comment to that effect. Imagine that Russia basically deployed 10,000 tanks in Tijuana and 40,000 troops there, an additional 40,000 troops in Juarez, right up against El Paso, and another 25,000 tanks there with air defense systems and plus their Navy fleet. How would we take that? Is that what we're doing right now up against the Ukraine?
Yeah.
We got 80,000 people there and basically, you know, tens of thousands of tanks and armored vehicles going in there right now. How do you think Russia's going to take that we're doing that right now?
Yeah, and the thing is, they openly, you know, told their constituents in the Senate, like my senators, I use the word my in quotes, but, you know, we got Jack Reed on the Senate Armed Services Committee boasting of how we are checking Russian aggression by supplying armaments and tanks, as you've just pointed out, to the Ukrainian government, which is a totally bought and paid for installed government. So it doesn't bother these people that they will eventually send your children out to war, if need be, with Russia and Europe. It doesn't bother them because they sit in their cushy ivory towers in the Senate. I mean, they should be taken out and hanged.
Right. Yeah.
This is an act of war. I mean, this is an act of war against the American public. And there's nothing new under the sun, folks.
Right.
We got Laura in Michigan on the phones, but I think we have a break coming up in just a moment. Let's see if we can bring her in for a moment. Hi, Laura. You're on the program with Art and Rick.
Hi. I was just going to say this week, I think it was Friday morning, Greenblatt from the ADL was on C-SPAN. And
yes.
Is pushing this, it's alt-right, it's alt. Well, of course, the first 2 minutes he had to say it was Trump's fault because he didn't disavow David Duke. Then he went in, it was alt-right, 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 which I think that's a code word for actually all the internet radio that we listen to, RBN, Rents, and everybody. I think that's what they're talking about. They talk about the alt-right. Mm-hmm. And that's their next target, I think.
Okay,
a few months before, they're interviewing the new police chief of Washington, D.C. He said he was talking about the story that the first he had just gotten to Washington, hadn't even unpacked yet, and Greenblatt came over and wanted to invite him to tour the Holocaust Museum in Washington with him. First thing, he hadn't even unpacked yet.
I believe it. Thank you, Laura, for your call, folks. It's only too surreal. And we'll come back with more in the last segment. You can jump aboard. Rick Adams and Art and Film.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
All right, we're back, folks. We'll take Fred in a moment, but just to get back to what I was saying, Art, about, you know, the new people that the media apparently have nothing to say negatively about who are heading up the National Security Advisor. As you know, Mike Flynn was bounced out and replaced by a neocon by the name of H.R. McMaster, and he is just that, a hardliner. The woman whom I was thinking of from the Brookings Institution, which used to be a very liberal think tank, but now has become very hardline, is Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill is one of those in the White House, as a matter of fact, director for Europe and Russia policy. And so I look at that and I say, wait a minute, Don, you know, I mean, can we get somebody in there who's a little bit less interventionist and a little bit less combative? So I judge people by what they allow and what they permit and do, not what they say, you see. All right, let's take a call now from Fred, I believe, in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Hello, guys. It's difficult for a caller because, you know, we have to talk in sound bites, and that just drives me nuts. There isn't going to be a Third World War because the Whore of Babylon and the Second Beast of Revelation is not going to allow it. That would endanger their lives. But there are going to be rumors of wars and more wars. Things are going to get more chaotic.
I agree.
We haven't elected president since probably Lincoln. These people are chosen. And the Whore of Babylon and the Second Beast of Revelation controls the governments on Earth. Now, Putin passed a law that a Baptist could not try to talk to a Lutheran or a non-believer because that's against the law. Well, the Whore of Babylon done the same thing in the United States in the freedom of conscience and choice. And they say that anybody that's a fundamentalist, meaning mainly Protestant Christians that believe in the Bible and take it as the Bible and word for word and trust in Jesus Christ and his resurrection, and only through Christ can you be saved. So they're after the fundamentalists, which are Protestant Christians. And the Muslims are set up as a scapegoat. They're used as a pawn. Now, I'm sure as heck I'm a Protestant Christian. Now, I don't agree with the Muslims entirely, but they are a fundamentalist people. But how it's being couched by the Second Beast of Revelation and the Whore of Babylon, that if you are a fundamentalist and you've never harmed anybody or killed anybody, the thought or the belief is dangerous in itself. That's a damn lie. So they're trying to make all fundamentalist believers, especially Christians, that's who the war is against, that believe Christian, Protestant Christian believers that believe in Christ and only salvation through Christ, and there isn't a media trick such as Mary, it's only Christ. Well, anyhow,
some very good points. I would just add this final caveat. That is, the ultimate goal is to wage war against, yes, God's elect, more particularly, but ultimately they want to make war again with Christ. And that is the object of their hatred more than the Christians themselves. They hate you, they hated me first. Art, we're out of time. Good show. Thank you for your contributions, and hopefully we'll talk again next week.
All right. Have a great day, Rick.
Thank you, and God bless. All right, folks, we're out of time. Rick458@cox.net. Rick Adams, Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment on YouTube. See you next time, folks.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.